and this was the first time for a week that the mailboat had been able to call at Snorvig, the little harbour in Great Toddy which served the two islands.
"And there's some dirty weather coming,"
Captain McEchnie piped in that high-pitched voice of his, with a baleful glance from his bright eyes at the heavy sky lowering over the Atlantic Ocean beyond Little Toddy. At this moment, the trim, soldierly figure of Sergeant Major Alfred Ernest Ord appeared in the doorway of the bridge house.
"Room in here for a little one?" he asked, with a grin of welcome.
"Well, well," the skipper exclaimed in astonishment, "if it isn't Sergeant Ord. Man, where have you been all these months?"
Dash it all. A splash of disappointment here and there does a fellow good. Makes him realise that life is stern and life is earnest. "Oh, Jeeves," I said.
"Sir?"
"We have here a communication from Lady Wickham. She has written inviting me to Skeldings for the festives. So you will see about bunging the necessaries together. We repair thither on the 23rd. Plenty of white ties, Jeeves. Also a few hearty country suits for use in the daytime.